from KQED. Ask anybody in the California mariachi music scene, and they'll know the Morales family from the Central Valley town of Delano. Juan Morales played with mariachi superstars Los Camperos, and his daughters played at Carnegie Hall earlier this year with the group Mariachi Mestizo. Now, one member of the family is exploring another art form. Teenager Xochitl Morales is about to release her first album. And it's not mariachi music. It's poetry, spoken word. The California Report's Central Valley reporter Vanessa Rancaño brings us this profile.
We're at my family's music studio right now.
17-year-old Xochitl Morales has been surrounded by music since she was in the womb. It's still a huge part of her life.
Yeah, it's eat, breathe, sleep, mariachi.
She plays just about every instrument in the mariachi, and today she's giving a violin lesson to 3-year-old Damien.
What do we do with the dots here?
Put our fingers right there, and then right there.
There you go. Now play Mississippi Hot Dog.
While her days are filled with music, she spends her nights writing poetry.
My first language was Spanish. Learned from sweet stories told by my papi at bedtime.
In this YouTube video, she sports perfectly drawn black eyeliner, braces, and a t-shirt that says poet. Xochitl stands against a white backdrop, looking straight into the camera. The video, produced by BuzzFeed last year, has over 80,000 views and got Xochitl's poetry major media attention for the first time. She'd shared the spotlight before, as part of Mariachi Mestizo, the youth group her dad started. They recorded an album with Little Village Foundation, a nonprofit run by musician Jim Pugh. But Pugh was also interested in releasing her poetry.
It was just this, like, explosion of improvisation.
In 2 days, she wrote the 11 poems on her album, Descansos. She also improvised music for the record with her dad. Her favorite is the first poem on the album. It's about the place she grew up.
It's the Central Valley talking to me, kind of telling me, like, hey, as much as you don't want to be here, this is home. Children of narco refugees and lipstick stains, Chavez boycott babies, cheeks of neighborhood cholos, all of you were made in this valley, in this belly of deadly blossoms, of eyes that saw and left the motherland, born in this body of bloody endings and proud father tears on graduation days. Yes, including you, girl who wishes on my stars for city lights against midnight. You cannot deny that I run through your blood.
Xochitl has come to embrace the Central Valley as part of her artistic identity. She writes a lot about the region's agriculture industry and its workers. The first poem she ever wrote and performed was about pesticides.
I went to go talk about pesticide poisoning to a bunch of urban kids from LA, and they were like, whoa, this happens?
As a kid, she remembers being told she couldn't go out to recess because nearby fields had been crop dusted. It's a theme she returns to on her album.
I know what this means for those that have a choice. No walks for a week, windows closed while we sleep. This means sticky nights and no recess for the schools across the street.
For Xochitl, art and activism are intertwined. She says what's most important about her art is that it have impact. She wants to move to New York City for college, maybe to study art and politics. She knows that could be risky.
Now, and I really want someone to validate that this is what I should be doing, because, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on second-generation Americans to kind of go into jobs that are guaranteed, like, a stable income.
We've been there, done that.
That's her mom, Leticia. Even though she and her husband, Juan, have dedicated themselves to music, they're conflicted about the path Xochitl wants to pursue.
When we first married, we just lived off of, you know, the music, and it was hard.
It's a tough way to live.
We want them to have something better than our struggles.
But Xochitl's already started down that path, and her parents helped put her on it.
I was named after a war goddess,
Xochitl, Toltec queen leading a battalion of women to arms. Xochitl, southern fireball that found breath in sister and mother.
Xochitl is still figuring out who she is as an artist, so the future is uncertain. But she says she won't put her pen or her instruments down for long. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Rancaño in Delano.